USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A former Army soldier convicted of killing an Iraqi prisoner is receiving a pardon from President Trump. Michael Vehenna was sentenced to 25 years in prison for killing an alleged al-Qaeda insurgent in 2008. His sentence eventually was reduced to 15 years. He was paroled in 2014. Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says Vehenna had support from senior members of the military, adding he is entirely deserving of a full pardon from President Trump. New details about a Russian airliner that was struck by lightning and caught fire and made an emergency landing in Moscow on Sunday. Russian investigative committee members have shared their latest information, one of them speaking through a translator.
That the pilots, the dispatchers, and other technical staff were underqualified, that the plane had a mechanical issue, and the bad weather conditions.
41 people were killed, and this is USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. U.S. entrepreneurs continue to project a strong business outlook despite a slight dip in economic confidence. According to the Spring 2019 Bank of America Small Business Owner Report, nearly 70% plan to expand and more than half predict rising revenues. Even as growth remains a focus, entrepreneurs are taking steps to protect against potential threats to their business. Nearly two-thirds have a business continuity plan in the event of a natural disaster, while the majority have taken steps to prepare for an economic downturn and secure data against a cyber breach. Sharon Miller, head of Small Business Bank of America.
Small business owners remain optimistic about their business outlook and their ability to grow in the year ahead. However, while most entrepreneurs are taking steps to protect their business from potential threats such as natural disasters, an economic downturn, or a cyber breach, a sizable number still are not.
For more, visit newsroom.bankofamerica.com.
A controversial so-called heartbeat abortion bill expected to become law in Georgia this morning when Governor Kemp will reportedly sign the bill, making most abortions illegal once a fetal heartbeat can be detected. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo will not be meeting with German Chancellor Angela Merkel today, nor the German Foreign Minister as scheduled. A spokesperson for Pompeo is citing pressing issues as the reason for why he had to cancel the Berlin meetings at the last minute. The world's most famous golfer, the newest recipient of the Presidential Medal of Freedom, following a visit to the White House yesterday.
Today is my privilege to award our nation's highest civilian honor to one of the greatest athletes in the history of sports, Tiger Woods.
Trump praising Woods as a global symbol of American devotion and drive. Woods having won the Masters this year after a major championship slump that's gone on for years. And this is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Iran is calling the United States' announcement of sending carriers and bombers to the Middle East psychological warfare. That's the language the nation's top security official is using today to describe National Security Advisor John Bolton's Sunday declaration. Bolton saying it was Washington's way of sending a strong message to the Iranian government. Iran claims Bolton and others are trying to exaggerate what they say are regularly scheduled deployments by the U.S. Navy for years. Meanwhile, the U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has a message for Russia.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is warning Russia against militarizing the Arctic region.
13,000 people have been killed due to Russia's ongoing aggressive action in Ukraine. And just because the Arctic is a place of wilderness does not mean it should become a place of lawlessness. It need not be the case.
The secretary speaking from Finland, where he's attending an Arctic Council conference.
That's USA Radio's Tim Berg reporting. A new report from the Pentagon just released a few days ago also says that China is trying to militarize the Arctic region. And Miami Air is giving $2,500 to all the passengers of a plane that skidded into a Florida river last week. There were more than 140 passengers and crew members on board. Nobody was seriously injured. Next time you're online, check us out there. We're at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.